Life is magical. Hey everybody, and welcome to this episode of Grow by Cassandra. I am so excited to be recording this episode, and the reason why is because I love talking to you, but I also love this topic of gratitude. I had a friend who reached out with a mental health challenge that I shared on my Facebook page, Grow by Cassandra, and I jumped the gun and I started early, but day two is to write down 10 things that you're grateful for. And I love this challenge because I know that there was a time in my life when I was not grateful. I wasn't grateful to be alive. I wasn't grateful for family, for friends. Like, I just didn't have really any gratitude. And it was a time where I was really depressed and hopeless and sad, but at the same time, very self-aware. I was aware that I wasn't grateful, and I was also aware that I had things to be grateful for, but I was honest with myself and I wasn't grateful. And so fast forward 5 or so years, and I'm living in a place of gratitude. I still have some of the same frustrations and the same challenges in my life, but I am in a healthier mental state, and I have learned the power and the tool of gratitude. And so when this challenge came about and I had to write down 10 things, I'm like, oh, that's going to be so hard to just narrow down to 10 things. Because if you sit down and you're able to start to list out the things that you're grateful for, you will find that the list is never ending. It really is never ending. And if you dig really deep, I think sometimes we start with the surface level things. My family, my health, you know, just the things that we're super aware of, but we can get even deeper. We can go deeper with that, and we can identify some things that we're grateful for that don't necessarily come to mind at first. For instance, I'm grateful that at my job, I have more than one person that I can confide in. And when things get tough in the workplace, I have people that I can talk to, who will paint a positive picture for me, not just people I can complain with, but people who will uplift me and empower me. That's actually not one of the 10 that I wrote down that I'm going to share on this podcast. But like I said, it's very easy to go beyond the 10. I'm grateful for incense. I just rediscovered incense. I remember when I was younger, my mom used to burn incense. Not always, actually, and I don't even know for an extended period of time. I just remember once upon a time smelling incense, and then I think she got candles, of course, but also the, what are those things called? The wax that you burn that was Scentsy. Yeah, it was before Scentsy. It was like Scentsy's grandmother. But anyway, burning wax and candles and all that. So I'm really grateful for incense, and I'm grateful for candles. There's just something, I'm lighting up candles right now. There's just something about having a home that feels and smells clean and warm. I'm grateful for Fabulosa. I'm grateful for scents, like smells that are healing and therapeutic. I'm also grateful for my laptop, which is why I've been filling up space, because I'm waiting for my gratitude list to come up. I typed it, and I am going to write these things down. I think there's power in writing things down. But what happened was, yesterday I was headed to the market, and so I was like, I definitely want to record a podcast, and so I went ahead and typed it up so that I wouldn't forget what it is that I wanted to say. But let's go to my gratitude list. Drum roll, please. Okay. My computer is still thinking. So while my computer is still thinking, I'm going to give you something else I'm grateful for. I'm so grateful that I teach children, because teaching children allows me to feel like the expert and to also be humbled daily. I had a student who emailed me maybe the month that school started, so like 2 months ago in August, and I'm now sitting in the beginning of November. And whatever it was, he got right to their request. There was no greeting. There was no, how are you doing? There was no, I hope this finds you well. There was, you know, just his request. Like, what do you want me to do? Should I do this? Should I do that? I don't even think there was a salutation or his name, but of course I knew who it came from because it's email. So I said, I would love to take care. This was my response. Dear kid, I used his name. I would love to take care of your answering your response, but I want you to rewrite this email in an email format. I want you to start with a greeting like, hey, how's it going? And then tell me what you need. And then emails also have salutations. So after you're finished, I want you to write down, not write down, but, you know, to type a closing. And today I got an email from him. And guess what it said? Dear Miss Brenton, question. Sincerely, kid. And I was so proud. But it's funny because I was just waking up from a nap and my response to him was, dear kid, here's your answer. Thanks for asking. Salutation. So I wrote him back again and I'm like, sorry, I was just waking up. I forgot to answer your question. I'm doing well. I hope you had a good time at the beach. I'll see you tomorrow. I say all that. I gave you that long story because oftentimes I am ready to correct. I'm a corrector, right? But I'm humbled in my position as a teacher because what is more is caught than taught. And so a lot of things that I work to teach my students, I still need to make sure that I'm a master of those things. For instance, being very kind and considerate via email. Oftentimes I get straight to the point. I always say, hey, how are you? I hope blah, blah is going well. But then I'm like, hey, answer my question. So that's an area where I can grow. Of course, I'm recording this podcast and my document is not coming up. And I do not want to re-record. I like to keep things raw and real. So I'm just going to jump into recreating my list. I actually am pretty sad about this. So one of the things that I said I was grateful for was worship music, because there is nothing like cranking up some music and allowing the Holy Spirit to just consume you. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in God. And I believe that when I make room for him, he consumes my every uttermost part. And worship music with some candles or incense and quiet is just absolutely amazing. So I'm grateful for that. Number two, I am so grateful for rain. It rained today. It's been raining a lot lately in Costa Rica. This is rainy season. And the rain allowed me, while I was out, to know that when you get home, you're taking a nap. I needed it, and mentally I knew that, but there was just a physical reminder that I needed to come home and to rest. I've been going this whole weekend, and today has been a long day full of great, wonderful personal self-care productiveness. But the sound of the rain, the feel of the rain, the reminder of the rain that there needs to be a cleansing and a refreshing and a resting was very, very helpful for me today and is always helpful for me. The third thing that I'm grateful for is for my mental health. Like I said, even when I was really depressed about 5 years ago, I knew that I was depressed. I recognized it, and I also know how to seek help. So I was recognizing I'm not grateful, and that is alarming because I have so much to be grateful for. And so I'm just really, really, really grateful that I have the state of mind where I am aware of self, and I don't have all the answers, but I do understand that I can get to the answers. I have access to them. And I think that's really important. I actually just scheduled a free counseling with the the church that I'm a part of here in Costa Rica, a local church, and I made sure that it would be in English and not Espanol because I can't be counseled in Spanish. I don't know Spanish that well. I could be counseled in English right now. And it's going to be free weekly. I'm going to ask for bi-weekly because I'm busy. Bi-weekly counseling. And I'm just so grateful that I'm in a mind frame when I'm angry, when I'm jealous, when I'm sad, when I'm ecstatic, when I'm overactive, when I'm exhausted, when I'm holding a grudge, when I am taking things too lightly. I'm aware of those things. And I recognize that that is something to be grateful for because there were times when I was unaware. And I know that an unawareness of self creates other issues and some chaos. All right, my document came up. I'm so appreciative for my relationship with God. I struggle like everyone else, but something that I can stand firm on that gives me confidence and that gives me strength is that I know the creator of the universe. And that alone relieves so much and gives me so much peace that I can close my eyes or keep them open, that I can speak to the air, to the wind, to the trees, and that an almighty God is hearing and answering and has already taken care of my petitions. The word of God also is something that gives me comfort and peace and joy, and that ties directly into my relationship with God because he speaks to me through his scriptures. He speaks to me through relationships and through circumstances, and I just feel grateful that I have a relationship with God. I am grateful for my broken heart. This was really hard to write down. But the reason why I'm grateful for my broken heart is because I am a connector by nature. I crave relationships and connection. I love love. I love falling in love, being in love. I love knowing that I've loved. And having a broken heart, having been through heartbreak and through marriage and divorce and through love after that, it keeps me in a place of vulnerability. I've not allowed it to harden my heart, but it's made me open for loves that don't last. And I know that, you know, love endures and there's, you know, there's scripture about how love is forever. However, what I mean is I'm okay with the heartbreak. I'm okay with this feeling. I survived heartbreak. I survived marriage and divorce. I survived loving and not being loved in return and loving and letting go. And so that broken heart has allowed me to remain open to love and open to giving, and then also giving without expectation of return. So that when I find that love that gives, that love that is equal in comparison to what I'm giving, I'll know it, I'll recognize it, and I'll be even more grateful for finding that type of love. I'm grateful for my relationship with myself. I talked a little bit about it already with the candles and the incense and the self-awareness, but just self-care and self-love, and creating space when I need to dance around my house, which brings me to my next point of gratitude. I'm grateful that I can dance. Not everybody can dance, y'all. Everybody can move and shake and twist and whatever, but I can dance. And I'm in a place where I get to be a part of a dance company, where I'm learning what my body can do and how to grow in terms of movement and expression and even letting go. And my dance class is a spiritual experience because sometimes I go there and I am frustrated and I am tired and I am worn out either because of my job or because the class is in Spanish. And I've never been in a formal dance class or received formal instruction over an extended period of time. So this is something new. This is something difficult, and it's something that is not in my language. It's not in English. And so oftentimes I am trying to do what others are trying to do without the language and access to exactly what it is that's being asked of us. Now, of course, the people in my class are great. So I have friends who will translate. I have dance mates who will make sure that I'm on, you know, on the right page. However, it's just, it's that dependence on others and the lack of, what's the word? Not being the expert and having to grow in an area that is uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for me, but it's so good for me because that is life and it's allowed me to be adaptable in a new way and also to be more empathetic, specifically in my classroom, because I work with students who are often English language learners. English may not be their primary language or even their first language. And so I'm learning to feel what they feel or have felt and to modify my instruction in a way that will benefit them. Give them what I know that I would want or that I do need. And also I use my experiences a lot in examples in class. I'm like using the comparison of English to Spanish in order to instruct them as an English teacher. I'm grateful for my apartment. My apartment is beautiful and it's small, you guys. I don't even know how many square feet this apartment is, but I would guess 400 because I feel like most apartments are not less than 400 and I don't think it's more than 400. It's a studio apartment. When you walk in, you walk straight and you're in the kitchen, and then you walk a little further and you're in the bedroom, and then if you turn around and walk all the way to where the door was, but on the opposite side, the left-hand side, you're in the bathroom, and if you squeeze into this little corner in the bathroom, you're on the toilet, and I love it. I love it. It's exactly what I need. It's just right for me. It's the right size. It's the right layout. There's even a color scheme in here that is lime green and orange, and that's perfect for me. And then it just so happens some of the artwork that I've purchased fits that color scheme exactly. It's open. I have an incredible view. I can open my windows, and it's amazing. I'm grateful for it. Like, I enjoy being at home. I'm okay to come home and just sit and be here. I'm grateful to just lay in my bed or lay on the couch. I have a TV in my apartment. I rarely turn it on. I do not remember the last time I turned it on. I believe that it was in February when I had some friends visit. So that would be February is the second month and November is the 11th. So 9 months ago. Maybe more recently, but I really don't think so. I don't turn it on because I'm entertained just by being in my apartment. All right, the next thing that I'm grateful for is the gift of relationship building and holding on. I talked about being a connector, and I love it. I love being able to see the potential relationship that could come from an interaction with an individual and exchanging numbers and being okay with, like, just staying in touch, keeping in touch, and going deep with the person or going surface level. Like, whatever the connection warrants, I'm willing to go there and to build relationships. At my current job, I've built really strong and powerful relationships. I feel like in my dance class, I'm building relationships there, online, reconnecting with people from high school, from college, and then in my adult life. And I believe that that's a gift that I love to practice, a gift I love to use. Conferences, vacations, talking to people on the plane when I'm not tired, because if I'm tired, I'm going to sleep. But if I have energy and you're responsive, we might be best friends after this flight. You know, you never know. I'm grateful for my health, for my family, and for my reach and my dreaming abilities. I lump this all into one because me being healthy is also a blessing. About 3 months ago, I had hyperthyroidism, and that's something that I had lived with for 21 years. But 3 months ago, I had blood work done just to check my levels because I was still taking the medication, but I was feeling kind of strange. And I was thinking, maybe I don't need this medication anymore because I'm feeling the side effects of the disease whilst taking medicine. And what do you know? Something that I have thought about and I have prayed about and asked God, just take it away. I don't want to pass it on to children. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to be popping pills for the rest of my life for this in particular. And the results came back that there was a spontaneous remission. And that's the medical explanation because, you know, science, you got to explain things. There's a reason, right? But I know that I'm healed and healthy and blessed. And that's a beautiful thing. I don't rely or depend on anything. I'm eating better. I'm paying attention to what I'm putting in my body. And it's a blessing. And it's so empowering to feel like I have significant influence over what my body feels like and what my body does. I also get regular massages. And last week I went to a psychotherapist who cracked my neck and my back. It sounded terrifying, but the results were great. I feel amazing. My family is so supportive and they're so wonderful and they get me. And I don't think I'm hard to get, but I might be tough for some to understand, but my family totally understands me. My desire to be free, my desire to have options and express choice, and my desire to be heard and to be understood. And they love and support me, and we've gone through growing pains, as any family does. But what I love is that they brought us together, made us stronger and more appreciative of one another. I love my family. I love my family, and I love spending time with them. And in 3 weeks, they will be coming to Costa Rica for some quality time, and I'm excited about that. The last I said, my reach and my dreaming. I constantly have ideas and dreams and thoughts and what can I do and where can I go and what can I see, what can I say, what can I create, what can I make, how can this be better? And I love that God has given me that relationship building ability to be able to really feel that my dreams can be reached and that God can take it to new heights and deeper depths and just extend beyond what I can even imagine. I have family and friends that I talk with every once in a while, but because they follow me on social media or because I'm doing XYZ a thing, our bond and our connection stays intact or even deepens. And I really appreciate that. And I know you might be listening if you haven't cut me off yet. And you're thinking, okay, so she just went through a list of all the things that she wants to brag about, or, you know, how her life was so incredible. Like, why do I care about this episode? And I wanted to go through that for me, number one. So this was a little bit selfish, which is okay. But also for the second reason is you have similar and different things to be grateful for. And I challenge you to dig in. And once you start opening up your mouth in a posture of gratitude, you will realize how bomb your life is and how good you have it and how far you've come and how much you've grown and how much you can be excited about the things to come. I couldn't have done this 5 years ago. It might have not even been as quality even a year ago because I was still somewhat playing the victim or the woe is me or why can't or why shouldn't or why don't or if only. I was playing the if then game, and that game you'll never win. You will never win if then. If only blah blah blah, then da da da, right? I'm trying to think of opposite words for if then. Instead of if then, I can't think of it. But what I'm trying to say, instead of saying, if only I made more money, then I would be happy, think, shoot, I have enough. I have enough to do what, I mean, I have enough to make it work. Think of it as something where there's a solution. Be grateful. I've never had to go hungry. I've never had to, I'm about to lie and say, I've never not paid a bill. That's a lie. I've never been locked up for not paying a bill. Yeah, I've never had my livelihood threatened for lack of bill payment, you know? And maybe that's not your story. Maybe you have, but you have something to be grateful. We all have our things. We all have our stuff. We're individuals. And if nothing more than just to challenge you to do it yourself, I wanted you to hear my gratitude list. So if you're listening this evening, it's a Sunday night and we're starting our work week. I believe today is the first day of the week. And so I like to really do today very strategically. I feel at peace. I feel open. My apartment is cleanish and I feel really good about life. And I hope that you're in that place. And if you're not in that place, I want to encourage you and I want to give you hope and a real example that I too was not there, but I am there now. And it came through recognizing that I did have things to be grateful for and that I could get into a place of gratitude. And I remember consistently praying, Lord, help me to be grateful. Not give me more money, give me a bigger, home, bring a man in my life, give me great bless, No. Help me to be grateful. Help me to see the things in my life that I can be grateful for. Give me a new perspective because I know that gratitude is the answer. With that, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Grow by Cassandra. If you don't do anything else until we meet again, I want you to grow. Bye-bye.